It's Thursday, the day we read from your emails.
It's not surprising that our mailbox was full of reaction to the story of Terry Schiavo and her family. Many of you wrote in about my interview yesterday with Father John Paris about Roman Catholic teachings about the end of life.
Judith Henningsen of Albany, New York, had this to say, "I'm a Baptist, not a Catholic, but it was with great relief that I heard another Christian say what I've been thinking and praying for weeks. Death is part of the natural human condition." She continues, "No parent, president, pope, or Congress has the right to keep us from our final reunion with God."
But listener Frank Green of Vandalia, Ohio, was upset with our decision to interview Father Paris. He writes, "I was excited that NPR would give the Catholic perspective." But he continues, "It would be nice if NPR would give the Catholic perspective instead of a Catholic's perspective."
We also had many letters about Ari Shapiro's report on the use of crystal meth by gay men. Luigi Procopio of Washington, D.C. had this reaction. "As a gay man who has lived through the HIV pandemic for more than 20 years, I listened to your story about the link between crystal meth use and unsafe sex in my community, initially with queasiness in my stomach, and then a deep and profound sadness."
He continues, "I wanted to try to catch just a bit of bias or false hysteria about gay men and crystal meth use. Sadly, I found it to be a bold and highly accurate account of many members of my community today."
But a few listeners agreed with Paul Tominiak of San Francisco, who called it a lurid story. He scolded, "It was one amazing piece of filth, a gasoline-drenched rag thrown on an already smoldering fire of ignorance and fear. I wish I could expect higher standards."
We ran an obituary for Dr. Georgiana Seeger-Jones, who was involved in the first in vitro fertilization in the United States. Mary Keefe of Maynard, Massachusetts, says that she is particularly grateful for Dr. Jones's work because her daughter was conceived through IVF.
Ms. Keefe writes, "I was sorry I never met Dr. Jones and had the opportunity to thank her for her work. The millionth baby born via IVF was born not too long ago, and I know that there are a million parents who would be as thankful as I am to Dr. Jones."
Other listeners were not so grateful about our piece about a researcher who found that two species of octopuses walk on two arms. We added some pop songs to our story, in part because the scientist hums while she works.
Well, Carl Walther of Webster, Texas, was not entertained. He says, "If this overwrought segment is an example of NPR pandering to expand its audience base, please be aware that by doing so, many longtime fans, including this 24-year-old listener, will be lost."
We like to keep as many listeners as possible, so please let us know what you like and what you don't like. Our email address is atc@npr.org. That's atc@npr.org. And please be sure to include where you live and some guidance on how to pronounce your name.